We'll ask our guest here, who's on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline, Ross Tucker, NFL analyst for CBS, former NFL offensive lineman for Princeton, and he does color, and he does all things football, podcasting included. Ross, thank you for your time. I guess I just want to lead with this. You know, we're looking at the AFC landscape, and we're doing it from a Broncos perspective, and we're looking at the Broncos like, okay, they're 6-6, like, but do we think they're like a great football team? No, but we're also looking at the rest of the AFC, and we're trying to find the great teams out there, and we're kind of at a loss. Help us out with this landscape right now in the NFL.
Yeah, I think that's well said. Great to talk with you guys. I am here in Boston as well, except unfortunately, I wanted to see you guys in person, but I'm going to a charity dinner, so I'm in an Uber right now.
No worries.
On my way to a charity dinner that I signed up for a while ago. I don't know. I guess these people bid on the opportunity to have dinner with me. I can't imagine they got very much for that. I think that's a really interesting point that I have not brought up yet. But just so you know, next week on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, I'm going to steal that all week.
Hell yeah, man.
Listen, I know that the Dolphins are 9-3 or whatever and the Ravens, but I'm not that scared of them, right? Like, right now to me, I feel like the Eagles, the Niners, and the Cowboys all feel like they're better than anybody in the AFC. And so why that matters is because it feels like one of these wild card teams in the AFC could actually go on a run and do some damage. I mean, I think the Ravens are good, but no Mark Andrews hurts them quite a bit. I think the Dolphins are good, but again, they haven't really beaten anybody really good. I mean, obviously,
right,
they had that game against you guys earlier, but you're a totally different team. So I don't think the Broncos are good enough in my mind to win three straight games against teams like that, right? Like if they had to go against a Baltimore, a Kansas City, a Miami, but do I think they could win one of them? Yeah. I mean, the way the Broncos are playing right now, I mean, they probably should have won or could have won last week if Russell didn't have the three picks. I'm very, very impressed. I think we're seeing, I know that the Broncos are paying Sean Payton a ton of money, but I think we're seeing why they're paying him that much money right now. I mean, number one, Russell's obviously way better than he was last year. I don't think he'll ever be what he was in Seattle again, but he's way better than he was last year. And then I thought for sure earlier in the year that Payton would fire Vance Joseph. Like, for sure. He stuck with him, and he popped out to the other side. And I can't remember, guys, the last time a team improved this much in one season on one side of the ball to the point where they went from being, like, the worst I've ever seen. Actually pretty good.
Ross, with that being said, and you said a little bit about Russell, all right, and he divides a room. I'm telling you, over in Denver right now, Zach and I argue almost every single day. Your opinion on Russ, can you give it to us? I know he's not the same as Seattle, but what's going on with Russ?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's coming off a game where he threw three picks, so that's, you know, we are very much products of the last thing that we saw. But until that game, he did a really good job of taking care of the football. And I thought he had played pretty solid ball, especially given, you know, what they've got around him. I thought I was pretty impressed. You know, where I think he is he's somewhere between the 11th and 20th best quarterback in the NFL. And I've always kind of been a believer that if you have a top 20 guy, you stick with that guy because you can win with that. Like, you can win in the NFL and win big with a top 20 quarterback. If you have a bottom 5 guy, you got no shot. Bottom 10 guy, pretty much no chance. You got to have a top 20 guy. You know, everybody wants Mahomes or Josh Allen or whatever. Good luck. I mean, those guys are hard to get, right? Like, it's hard to find those guys. So, especially since the money they've already paid them, which, you know, might end up looking like not that bad next year with all the other guys are getting paid, I'd probably, and we'll see how the rest of this year goes, but I'd probably stay the course with Russell next year and see how he does in year two in Sean Payton's system.
Ross, last football question before we cut you loose for your charity dinner here. The Broncos are a 500 team right now. They play at the Chargers on Sunday, at the Lions, and then Patriots, Chargers, and Raiders to finish the season. They have five games left. Can the Broncos go 4-1 against the Chargers, Lions, Patriots, Chargers, and Raiders and almost guarantee themselves a playoff spot? What do you think?
Yeah, so first of all, I do agree that 10-7 gets you in. I've been saying that, guys, I go on in Pittsburgh and Cleveland and all of these cities. I've said the whole time I think 10-7 gets you in because too many of these teams play each other. And, yes, I do think none of those games that you just named are games I would be worried about, like, that look like a definite loss. You know, even the Lions game, I know the Lions are 9-3. That's a winnable game for you guys. Like, the way the Lions are playing right now, that's a winnable game. Can they? Absolutely. Will they? I guess we'll find out. I'd probably lean towards yes, to be honest with you. I'd probably lean towards they go 4-1 in these last five games. Maybe it doesn't happen. Maybe they're 3-2, but the way they played over this last stretch, I would lean towards the Broncos having a pretty good chance to go 4-1 over the next five.
Ross, before we let you go, and we appreciate your time, we're talking with Ross Tucker, who does a fantastic job covering the NFL. Ross, I'm not just saying that because you're on the line with us. I followed your work from afar for quite a while. You do a fantastic job. Tell us about myfrontpagestory.com.
Yeah, so a buddy of mine started the company. Think about this. Nobody knows what to get their significant other for the holidays. They just don't, right? Like, it's pathetic. My wife literally now emails me links of like clothes she wants, and all I do is put my credit card information in.
Right, same.
What is
same,
that? Same. I mean, what is that? Like, that's terrible. Yeah. So my buddy started this company. You literally, it's called myfrontpagestory.com. You literally talk to a writer, guys, for like 10 minutes while you're driving home from work. Tell them how great your wife is, or whoever you want to get it for, significant other. They write this awesome story, and then they get pictures from you. It looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper. Like, it looks like it's on the cover of the Denver Post, framed, beautiful. And the two cool things about it, I've seen so many videos now, like when the ladies are opening it, and the guy says, honey, I want to do something special for you this year. So I had a story written about you. Mm. Like, tell me that doesn't sound amazing. Yeah. I had a story written about you. Yeah. And then when she actually reads the story, make sure when you talk to the writer, make sure you say to them, I just never thank her enough for all the little things she does for me and the family or the kids. Every time they get to that line, guys, they cry. It's hilarious. It's like, you guys like Next Gen Stat? It's like a 75% happy tear rate when they get to the line of you saying, I never thank her enough for all the little things. Even if your wife doesn't do crap, just say that. Just say, I appreciate all the little things she does for the family. Because she'll be like, oh, my gosh, he totally gets it. He notices. MyFrontPageStory.com. MyFrontPageStory.com. Trust me, fellas.
Ross, I'm looking at the website right now, as is Phil. It's a hilariously fantastic idea. I mean, it's so good.
It really is.
It's so good. Usually I hate these plugs at the end, Ross. I'm not going to lie. But this is a good one, man. It's really good.
It's so funny about it. Like, here's the thing, right? We're not creative. You know, we don't have good ideas. If you get her this year, you can go back to the gift card thing for like the next 5 years. Because it's framed and beautiful, it'll be hanging up in the house. Then when you get in an argument over something stupid, you just point at it, you're like, oh, did you get a story written about me? No, you didn't, did you? No, I had a story written about you.
Oh, fantastic, Ross. Great stuff, man. Have fun at the dinner. Continued success to you and your fantastic path that you're on.
Yes.
And we'll catch up with you down the line.
Sounds great. See you guys.
All right, Ross Tucker, NFL analyst for CBS, former lineman at Princeton, and is doing color for tomorrow's Army-Navy game. And me and Phil are sitting live in Boston, Massachusetts for the 124th iteration of Army-Navy tomorrow for the first time in Foxborough.